epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I told you Friday that I was going to do the best I could to see Superman, the movie. I did. It is number one at the box office. Jurassic Park is number two. But Superman was number one. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also joining me in the studio is Coleman, who also saw Superman over the weekend. Coleman, what did you think?
All right. So I remember Friday when you were talking about Superman. I heard you and Ian on the way leaving the studio at the Newell show. And you probably didn't see it, but I was wearing my Superman cap. I had red and blue on. I had like red and blue themed jewelry because I was excited to see this movie, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You know, I'm a comic book fan. And I remember I took issue with Ian saying, we don't need any more Superman superhero movies. We need more Shakespeare movies. I'm like, oh, you know, oh, fuddy-duddy, whatever. So I'm excited. I buy my ticket. I sit down. And I have to say, Scoot, I was disappointed in the Superman movie. And well, we can get into it without the spoilers if you want to.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about this. And you know, if you don't want to listen to this, don't listen to it. I'm glad you said this because we don't have to argue. I thought it was terrible. I hated that the movie starts with Lois Lane and Superman already in a relationship. You know, there was no flirting. There was no, you know, like from the old TV series and other movies, there was, you know, this kind of flirting that went on. No, they were already in a relationship.
Yeah.
I thought it was confusing. The scenes going back to the planet, going back to Krypton or whatever that planet was. I'm not into sci-fi, so I tried. I really tried with an open mind. Too many effects. I mean, they were effects on top of effects, and I thought it was just distracting. And I didn't buy the battle that he was having with Lexor.
So I could agree about like not being able to develop the characters because this movie did start in with Superman already being established, so many characters being established. And I think the target audience, if you like, I was a comic book fan. I wasn't confused by it, but I do think that it lacked grabbing audience for that emotional attachment. It kind of is like when you see the movie, you have to already know what the established relationships are, what the dynamics are. And I think that was a fit. For a comic book guy, I got it, but I don't think that was the proper way to go about it. But I have to disagree with you about the special effects. One of the reasons why I was excited to see this movie because I want to see a proper Superman movie with the effects that can show all the things that superheroes are able to do. You know, even when you go back to like the Christopher Reeve Superman, the special effects at the time were probably astounding, but I would love to see a modern day superhero movie with today's special effects that can, and they kind of did it with his hair flipping when he was flying, his cape flying around, the extent or the speed of his powers. I did like that aspect. The action and the colors and the effects were great, but the story and the character development, it lacked that heart that I was looking for in a Superman movie.
Well, I agree with that. The effects were too much for me, and honestly, I sat through it. I was with somebody, so you know, I sat through it, but my eyes were closed after the first 30 minutes. My eyes were closed for much of the time, and you know, I even with it being as noisy and loud as it was, I was able to almost doze off a couple of times. But you know, I didn't get the storyline because I'm not a comic book guy. I'm used to Superman flying with his hands out in front of him, and he's flying with his hands behind him, which I guess is probably aerodynamically more advantageous to fly with your arms behind you and your head first. The whole dog thing, I know Crypto was probably part of the comic book, but I never saw Crypto in the original TV series, and so I didn't get Crypto, but, you know, that was a mean little mutt.
Oh, yeah. To me, it was more of a Crypto movie than a Superman movie. He stole all the scenes the dog did.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that got me was I'm used to Superman not being vulnerable. And this Superman was physically vulnerable. I mean, they not just with the kryptonite stuff, but I mean, when he hit the pavement that time, when he crashed into the pavement, I mean, he was hurt. I'm used to Superman just jumping right up and taking off. I'm not used to him being hurt.
Yeah, James Gunn did say he wanted to have more of a vulnerable Superman, both physically and emotionally, and I think he kind of showed that emotional vulnerability at the beginning when he was talking to Lois Lane in the beginning scenes. But once again, it just lacked a lot of establishment for what the Superman lore really is, about why Lex Luthor doesn't like him, why he's in this relationship with Lois Lane, and his relationship with his true parents, his biological Kryptonian parents, and his Kansas parents. I think they did a horrible job establishing like the difference between how his Kansas family raised him as opposed to his Kryptonian and what they expected for him. So there was a lot of missed opportunities. And so my excitement for the movie waned, and I kind of felt bad leaving out the theater with my Superman stuff on, because now I feel like, oh, man, I wore this stuff excited. And
it doesn't take anything away from me, because I don't care in the beginning, but you care in the beginning, and I'm sorry you were disappointed. But I thought the actor who played Lex Luthor did a good job. I thought he was pretty well cast.
Well, between you and I, Lex Luthor is my favorite superhero, and I didn't like this portrayal.
Really?
Yeah, my favorite portrayal of Lex Luthor is from a Smallville television show. A guy, I forget his name, but he's my favorite Lex Luthor. And being that Lex Luthor is my favorite superhero and my favorite comic book character, I was thoroughly disappointed in that too. So that had a lot to do with my disapproval of this Superman movie.
Well, between the movie tickets and and the girl, I mean, the girl wouldn't even the girl. I really should have pushed it a little further. But I'm going, by the way, I'm a senior. She goes, I don't see it.
Wait, you talking about the movie tickets?
Yeah, the movie tickets. I'm trying to get senior rent. She goes, I don't see it. I said, well, you want me to show me the ID? You know, I was going to, but I should have done it, because I think she charged me full price for the ticket. And I'm a senior.
Well, that's why I see the matinee during the day.
Well, I went to the Britannia.
Oh, right there. Yeah.
So between the ticket, between two tickets and snacks and stuff, $65.
Oh, no.
$65.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad I go to the movies by myself.
Yeah, well, I have to think about that in the future. I'm sorry you didn't like it, because I know you're looking forward to it. I wasn't looking forward to it, but I felt like I needed to go. I didn't see anything in there about about any connection between the immigration issue today and Superman being an illegal alien. I didn't see any connection there. There was just a hint of...
Those usually come from people who look at everything through a political lens. They have to throw politics in everything.
I thought there was a hint of Donald Trump, and that he's trying to stop this war between two countries. I thought there was a hint of Donald Trump. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm just here to stop the war. But there really wasn't much there anyway. So there was a woman buying tickets. I had gone to the bathroom, and I'm passing by the counter, and this woman's buying tickets. And she's getting a ticket for Superman. I said, I wanted to say, ma'am, don't do it. Anyway, I would save my money. If you got to watch it, just watch it somewhere else. Watch it when it comes on TV or something. Because I didn't think it was very good.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.